Welcome to Moving Out Inc. If you know the extension of the party you are trying to reach, you may dial it at any time. To speak with a representative, press 1. To leave us a message, press 0.
Hello, it's Moving Out.
Hi, Jason. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you. Happy Friday, right?
Uh-huh.
So I was just calling because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, I switched cards, but can I, like, pause it or something like that? I think you were saying last time.
You can pause it, but not with a past due balance, and that's only because in the terms and conditions, it says that it's an automatic renewal each month on the 9th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to do the pause.
Okay, I'm not really getting too much action. I mean, I don't know if it's really worth keeping it. I'm just spending $150 a month, you know?
Let me look at the dashboard and see here.
Because, I mean,
wow.
I've gotten a lot less calls.
You have a lot of reviews. Good for you. You have 82 Google reviews. That's awesome. Okay. That was one thing I want to look at is reviews. So you're doing good in that department. The other section I'm looking at is the action and impression. So an impression is if somebody is putting in one of your keywords and they see you on the first page, and let's say they never call you, they never click on you, they just see you, right? That's an impression, but the action is the second step that they took to find you. So it's showing me that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 5,106 times, and you've had 588 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So,
did it show you how many calls I got?
Yeah, it shows, well, not how many calls total, but it shows that of the 588 actions, 409 were clicks to your website, 63 clicks for your location, and 116 was clicks to call you. So that doesn't mean you've only gotten 116 phone calls, because if they looked you up on a regular computer, they can't click to call you, right? They'd have to actually dial the number. So that's why Google also tracks the clicks to the site.
Right.
Yeah. So one thing I would like to do for you, though, once we get the payment up to speed, is to send the technicians a message to do a performance check on your account. That way, if there's any updates behind the scenes that will help you, they can perform those for you. Also, we can start doing, like, weekly posts on your Google listing. And usually they're just something very generic, you know, for the best moving services, call Moving Out Now or something like that. But because they're posted weekly, it makes you more relevant and it gives you better results. So we can start doing that as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Lowering my wallet.
Let me look here. You're promoting your own website, right? You don't have one of our sites? Let me look on the Google page.
You have your own sites?
Yeah, we have Google-compliant websites, too, that we build. So I'm just looking.
How much is that?
If you would like that, I can upgrade you to it at no cost. Let me say, we typically charge $400 up front, but I'll send you a link to the sites and the different layouts and stuff that we have. And then if you want to, we can do it. And then what we would do is we would just either use your domain and build the new site on it, or we would purchase a brand new domain, and then we would remove your site from all the listings and then attach the one that we use. Now, on your site, I'm just looking here to see okay, good. You have a contact form on here. Do you get notified when somebody fills that out?
Yeah, but it's very rare. It seems like no one's really fond in it. Because, I mean, since I've had that website, I've maybe got maybe 5 messages. I don't get many of them.
I see. Yeah, you know.
I don't know how to promote that.
Sometimes.
That's the best way to where I get more calls. Because I know ever since I signed up with Local Splash, just like last year, I've got a lot less calls on Google. I don't know if that's the reason why or if just the economy sucked last year. I don't know why. But I just want to boost it to where I get phone calls a lot like I used to, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you want to try one of the My Sites, I could put it in your package now, and then I can have somebody call you either later today or on Monday. Actually, we're closed Monday for presidents. We would call you on Tuesday, and we could go over setting up the new site, or we could pull content off of your existing site to put on the new site. Another feature is a call tracking number. So if you wanted to try something like that, it's pretty cool. We would purchase a brand new 302 area code number, and when people call it, it would forward over to your number. And that way you can actually track the calls that are coming in through the campaign and make sure that you're getting the most bang for your buck. But also the tracking number will eliminate a certain number of spam callers because a lot of those spam calls are computer generated. Right? So we'll put a press 1, press 2 greeting on there. Like, you know, if you're a new customer, press 1. If you're an existing customer, press 2. In both scenarios, the phone will ring to you, right? But if it's a computer-generated spam call, they can't press 1 or 2. So those will fall off. And when you're connected, right, you have an actual person on the other end.
Okay. And how much is that?
I can give you that too at no extra cost. I can upgrade. I mean, you're a year in with us, so that's considered a loyalty client. So if you want to try it, all I have to do is add it to your subscription, and then I can have the technician reach out to you to help set that up.
Okay, I know I have office phone, UMA office. I'm not sure if you ever heard of it.
UMA office? No, I haven't. Is that also
like
kind
UMA
of similar, like a call tracking,
well,
or what does
it? Yeah, it's just an office phone. Like, they have an app and everything, and then so they'll call. It's the same thing that when you called just now, you heard,
yeah,
like a little operator. It's not a real person. Just like, that's UMA office.
Oh,
so, is that
so
similar
you're
to what you guys
tracking
have?
The call. Yeah. Well, do you have a dashboard with that where you could go in and listen to the calls and whatnot?
I believe so. I don't think I really do it a lot, but I think so.
Yeah, so if you have a dashboard where you can listen to the calls, it's probably the same type of thing. So people like people like the call tracking feature because you can also use it for quality assurance. You know, we've had neat things happen where, for instance, someone gets a call and they're out of the field and they're like, yeah, we want you to, you know, come by for an estimate, or we want to hire you for a local move. And then for some reason they forget to write the address down. They can go back into the dashboard and they can listen to the call to get the address, you know, retrieve information from it and things like that, you know. So,
okay.
But I would say,
so what,
already have that, maybe hold off on the call tracking and maybe just do an upgraded website and see if that helps you, you know. Other than that, there's other bells and whistles that you could do. I know you initially had been paying $100 extra and you had the Facebook ads, and then you took them off. So you didn't see a good results out of the Facebook ads, you think?
Yeah, I didn't get any jobs on Facebook. It was just sending everybody messages, and then they'll message me. You know, they'll talk dumb, ask dumb questions, you know. That was kind of annoying more.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that y'all do besides Facebook?
We can do Google pay-per-click ads, and let me look and see if Google Guaranteed is available in your area. It's a brand new program.
I was
actually
looking into that.
Yeah, Google Guaranteed is so new that it's not available for all industries and all areas, but if it is, I'll explain it to you, and I will give you pricing on it. But let me just first put in here, just so I don't have to go back to the other screen, give me your zip code one more time.
19973.
19973, okay.
Or is it 19947?
Yeah, I think it's 19947.
19947. Okay, let's look. Okay.
I think it is.
It's available in your area. The leads are a little pricey on it. So they're a little pricey. I'm trying to calculate it here. It's saying $96 a lead. Caveat is our minimum to run it is 13, you know, leads per month. So you'd be paying like $1,252 a month. But I don't think, you know, it's probably a viable option now, but if you want to try it down the road and maybe budget out for it, the main benefit of Google Guaranteed is it's an exclusive lead program through Google. So I don't know if you've ever tried any of those lead services in the past where they're selling them to you and then to like five or six other companies, right? So this would only come to you. And the reason Google calls it guaranteed is that they would guarantee your work up to $2,000 per client. So if you ever got a disgruntled client that, you know, after you did a ton of work for them, they wanted their money back, Google would intervene in that. And if it's a valid claim, they would actually refund them up to $2,000. So you'd have to pass a background check in order to be eligible for it. So, you know, you're licensed and insured and all that good stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so what I'll do is I'll send you some information on it. If you decide to do it, to get started on it, it's just the one-time $250 application fee. And then once you're approved, then they'll start rolling the leads. But like I said, it's a little pricey. But if you're getting jobs out of it, you might find a way to, you know, kind of absorb the cost into your cost, you know, and recoup some of it that way. But I'll send you some information. Now, you've heard of the Google paid ads, or do you want me to explain how those work?
I don't know if I had that before. I think I had the Google paid per click. Is that the same thing?
Same thing, exactly. So with the pay per click, we're a premier partner to Google. So when we bundle them, they require a minimum 300. So you'd be paying $449 monthly. But what we would do is send that money straight to Google. We'd set a $9 a day cap, and that's a good thing. That intention there is to stretch out that, you know, that 300 throughout the whole month and make sure that you never get an unexpected bill at the end of the month because we put a cap on it. So each morning, and here's the benefit of the ads, Jason, your ads would go up in all the designated areas, and that's free. You don't pay anything for it. So let's say that you have a Beverly Hills type area or a high-end area that you're wanting to get a reach to, and maybe you're not being found there on the Google Maps. You can run the ads wherever you'd like. Okay, so each morning your ads go up in all the areas you choose. That's free. And then let's say the pay-per-click rate is a dollar and you have a $9 a day budget. After nine people click on you, you rotate off and someone else rotates on. And again, that's a good thing because that will prevent you from getting an unexpected bill. So that's how those ads work. You know, if you ever want to, you know, kind of look into them, I can set them up for you.
Hey, now, how about Google Verified? Do you know what that is?
Well, Google Verified, if someone says that, they're probably talking about the Google Business page, and that's the service we're already providing for you. So we took your verified Google Business page, and we're optimizing it to show it on the first page. Yeah, so you already have that. Sometimes people will call you and they'll say, oh, your Google listing isn't verified, and, you know, in order to do it, you have to pay blah, blah, blah. And if you sign up with them, you're throwing that money down the toilet because that company can't do anything with your verified Google listing if they don't have access to it, right? And then they can't create a new one because that would be a duplicate and it would hurt your rankings. So that's the other side of the coin that those types of companies, they don't tell you. You know, they call you and they promise you the moon and the stars, but in reality, there's not really much they can do, you know?
Nah. It's like I'm on here now. I just look up movers, and I see, like, the Google Guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
There's, like, two companies. And then it says sponsored. I see two other companies as well.
That's the pay-per-click.
So I guess that's
sponsored. That's another. Google Guaranteed also goes by local service ads, and pay-per-click on Google also goes by sponsored ads. So they're the same thing. Yeah, if you ever want to try it, you can. But for now, we could at least get that 149 up to speed and have the technician start doing some weekly posts and, you know, do a performance check and see if there's something we could do here to help you get even better results, okay?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm ready for the card information when you're ready.
Okay, go ahead. I have it in front of me.
It's 4264.
Okay.
0643.
Got it.
4285-0624.
Okay, expiration?
128.
And the code?
122.
And it's still the pit road for the billing address, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, do you want to look at that link that I sent you with the site options, or do you want me to just set that up now and then I can have someone call you that can set up the site?
Yeah, I'm reading it now. Are you talking about for the Google Guaranteed?
No, the Google Guaranteed, I just sent you that email for later, for like down the road if you want to try it. I know I already give you the pricing on it. But with the website, if you wanted us to put a new website, we can. I don't think it's necessary, you know, to be honest with you. But there are other things that you can try with your website to see if you get better results, because, you know, you have pricing on your site, and sometimes people will use that to call other companies and undercut your pricing in order to get a better deal. You know what I mean? They could say, oh, I see that Moving Out offers, you know, whatever move for $800. Would you do it for $700? You know what I mean? So sometimes it's better to kind of play around with it a little bit and put, you know, for the best rates available, call now or something. And then, you know, you can still use your same pricing. It's just kind of easy for people to kind of, you know, go on there and kind of use that information, and it almost, you know, would work against you, you know, if they're looking, you know, for a cheaper rate or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just wait for now then. At least I'm all caught up, and we'll just touch base later on, and if I want to ask more stuff on, I will.
Yeah, and I'll notate the account that if you decide to try the site after the fact, I'll put in here that I offered to upgrade you to it at no cost. So if, you know, you happen to talk to someone else, they'll still be able to honor that for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you're all good to go, Jason, and we're going to start the weekly posts and do some performance checks right away, so at least that'll boost you up a little bit. And then in the meantime, have a really nice weekend too, okay?
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
All right, you're very welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.